Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
It's Human Crafted Radio on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. And we have a pretty special surprise going on right here. We have a packed studio. I don't even know how many people are here. But I can tell you, they're all pretty young, and they're from Los Rios Rock School in San Juan Capistrano. And they are performing for the first time ever at the Yost Theater this Saturday night at 7 p.m. They're going to be playing the entire albums, Van Halen 1 and then Fleetwood Mac Rumors. And right now they're going to play a song from Rumors. It's called Never Going Back Again. And after this, we'll chat with them a little bit and hear from the kids. Take it away, you guys. This is Los Rios Rock School live on KX93.5. Los Rios Rock School live at our Pearl Street studios right here performing Never Going Back Again off of Fleetwood Mac's Rumors album. That was beautiful, you guys. That was just incredible. I don't know where to begin here. We have so many people in the studio. Let's start with the lead singer of that last tune. What's your name?
My name is Maddie Logan.
Hi, Maddie. You have a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you so much.
Had you heard this song or knew about Fleetwood Mac before you guys embarked upon this project?
Yes, I've been a big Stevie Nicks fan. I've been covering, she has that song Landslide. I've been doing it since I was like itty bitty. And they told us that we were going to be doing Fleetwood Mac, and I'm like, sign me up. I absolutely love all of them. I love the 70s. I love their whole sound.
Well, good for you. You must have hip parents or uncles or aunts or something.
Eh.
How old are you?
I'm 18 years old.
And how did you get involved with Los Rios Rock School?
My mom actually started off just needing a guitar teacher, and she found them, and it's so much more than that now. I've made amazing friends and learned harmonies and learned all these different places to be more than just me usually lead vocals and behind my guitar.
Yeah, so you get to take a play
so
different
much.
Positions as
yeah,
it were.
Exactly.
I'm a singer-songwriter, so sometimes it gets lonely playing by yourself. It looks like you guys are learning to collaborate and have fun and make music all together, work as a team. Spencer, what's up, man?
What's up, dude?
We have Spencer from the Grumble here.
That's right.
You guys are Dana Point originally, right? Dana Point band?
Laguna Niguel.
Laguna Niguel. Yeah. Sorry. Orange County local band. We play them all the time, the Grumble.
Thank you.
And how did you get involved teaching here?
You know, I saw a Facebook ad, I think 6 years ago now, that Tyler put up that just said, Los Rios Rock School, we're really cool, and we love rock and roll. And for some reason, I just thought it looked cool, and it was something I had to check out. And I was already teaching. I had a full load of students, and I just thought something drew me to the school. And I went in and interviewed, and I've been there ever since.
Right on. Yeah, it looks like fulfilling work.
It is, definitely. It's a lot of work, but it is very fulfilling.
Yeah. A lot of work. Apparently, you guys have been working on preparing for this show for 3 months. Now, what does that look like? Like, is this an after-school program or kind of all? Yeah, how does it work? How many hours does a typical student come by and work?
Generally, our students come in for their private lessons. They're one-on-ones with their teacher. And then when they're ready, they'll be placed into one of our performance groups. So this group, Fleetwood Mac, and then our other album group, Van Halen, are only like audition-only programs at the school. So these are like the most advanced, best of the best students playing these albums note for note. So it takes a lot. And so they'll do their one-on-one lesson, and then they come in on Thursday nights for 2 hours and Saturday for 2 hours working on just these. And then a lot of them play in our other groups as well. So they're spending at least, 5 hours? I play guitar. I don't do the math. At least five hours.
That's crazy.
I have a week.
I have a little baby boy coming in April. How early can I sign him up?
Six.
Okay. All right. We'll wait a while.
No, just kidding. 6 years.
6 months.
Yeah. Congratulations, though.
Thank you.
By the way.
Thank you. This is all about me. Yeah. I'm just kidding. On Saturday, you guys are going to be performing at the Ghost Theater.
Yes.
And how it's Van Halen 1 versus Fleetwood Mac Rumors. Yes. How are you guys going to decide what won?
Everybody wins.
Everybody wins. But at the end of the day, does somebody get to go, you know what? I liked Rumors better.
Whoever's left standing. Tyler usually makes
the final decision. Yeah. I don't want to sound biased, but I'm really glad that I got the Fleetwood Mac crew.
I was thinking about this before I left my house today. Doing an acoustic Van Halen 1, that must be really funny. Like if to come in and have somebody with an acoustic guitar playing Eddie stuff and having somebody just going, let's go.
You know? Well, you know what? Let's give a shout out to your acoustic guitar players on that last track too, because that is not easy. You know, that is not an easy guitar picking song. Good job, you guys.
Woo!
And
they're both gone, but
they're not in the room anymore.
Oh no, Seth's still here.
Seth's here.
Before we move on to the next song, let's just do a quick little what do you call it? Let's do a roll call.
Sure.
Everybody just quick. Yell out your name unless you're right next to a microphone. Don't yell it out.
Let's go this direction. So Seth, why don't you start?
Maybe and your play. Age. Let's do your name and your age. And your instrument.
Seth Whitaker, 15, mostly guitar.
Austin Jenner, 14, and I sing.
Olivia Malbrand, 17, and then I play piano, guitar, and sing. And bass.
Alex Oliver, I'm 16, and I sing.
Sean Fitzgerald, I'm 16 and I play guitar.
I'm Harry Mutram, I'm 17 and I play bass.
I'm Taylor Hopper, I sing and play guitar and I'm 17.
I'm Maddie Logan, I sing and I play guitar.
You gotta use one of these 18. Ones. Use that one.
Oh. Use that. Natasha Brown, I sing, I'm 18.
I'm Olivia McHenry, I'm 13 and I sing.
Cool. And what about you, Tyler?
I'm Tyler Moroff. I'm 41. And I video things.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you're the videographer. awesome. All right, so we do have a full house. And what are you guys going to be playing next for us?
We're going to be doing Dreams.
Yes. All right, you guys, this is Los Rios Rock School in the house at KX93.5. They're going to be performing Dreams in preparation for their performance this Saturday night at the Yost Theater at 7 p.m. But you're getting to hear it first. Los Rios Rock School live on KX93.5 when you're ready.
Now here you go again, you
Dreams by Los Rios Rock School, performed live on KX93.5. That is off of Rumors, one of my all-time favorite albums. And they are performing the album in its entirety on Saturday night at the Yost Theater. That's in Santa Ana, yeah?
Yes, Santa Ana.
Cool. Santa Ana, the Yost Theater, 7 p.m. They're also going to be performing Van Halen 1. And you're going to have some younger kids opening the night, right?
Yeah, so we have our Jam 101 program and our Jam 102 programs. So those are students from maybe 8 or 9 is the youngest in our Jam 101s, up to maybe 14, 15 in our Jam 102. So it's kind of like our newest students' newest to performing live. So they get a chance to open up the show, and then we have kind of our slightly older intermediate groups, and then we kick into the albums.
Cool, and that's a...
And basically, the 102s, we had to create that group because as the school got seasoned, we've been in business 7 years, so our students on average stay about 3.2 years average from 6 to 22. So that means you've got these 8 or 9-year-olds, all of a sudden they're 12 and they can start charting their own music. Well, we had to make a 102 group for them. There used to only be 101. So we had to create this intermediate young persons group because of that.
Because the younger kids are sounding crazy good.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's. I didn't even pick up the guitar.
We call them the new orange group.
Okay. They stay out of trouble more, though.
I didn't even pick up the guitar until I was 13. So, you know, I wish I had something like that available to me.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's incredible, you guys. Who picked these albums?
That's a funny story, really.
I want to hear it.
We just put a bunch of albums in the hat, and
yes,
we came up with them. We've got more.
That's not a funny
we've got some
story.
We got some crazy albums beyond this one too. We also did "Day at the Races" by Queen.
We did a Queen album last. So actually, no, I can condense the funny story to a less funny story, but we did Queen's A Day at the Races, where we had like a full choir on stage and all 8 guitars doing all of Brian May's layers. So we thought, how can we top that? And the answer was to do 2 albums at once. We'd always
you can't top that, so yeah. We had to do 2 albums.
I don't want to ruin the surprise, but we got something big coming for the next one. But Rumors, we've been kicking around for the idea for a long, long time. Just I think it's the 4th highest selling album of all time. Everybody loves it. And a lot of our shred guitar players have no interest in Fleetwood Mac at all. So the Van Halen album is kind of for that.
It's a good balance. I want to really give a shout out to the background singers on that one. It was beautiful. And of course, lead vocals. What's your name?
Taylor Hopper.
Taylor. Beautiful. You're 17?
Yes.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
You channeled Stevie Nicks wonderfully.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. So let's see. 80 kids total. That's about how many are going to perform at Yost, right?
At least. I think probably more.
Right. We have about 190 kids from 30 different schools that attend our school in San Juan Capistrano. And we did a big showcase last weekend in Orange and did about 40 songs. Mm-hmm. And then now we're switching. We haven't even finished. So now we're going to do another 40 songs with the younger kids, or a little less than that. And then the 2 albums Saturday night. And then we start the season all over again.
Yes.
Is there anything you guys don't teach? Any instruments that you're like, nah? Or do you just get teachers if you need someone?
If we need somebody, yeah, we can, we have a good network of great teachers.
Well, the exciting part too is we got an amazing, well, Spencer Wiles from the Grumble is one of our teachers too. And he does sax, clarinet, keys. He has flute. Mm-hmm. You like that? Yeah.
Well, he has
I don't know. He has 2,000 hours clocked on a Prophet analog synth. And so he even teaches our kids how to program analog synths. So we've got that. Plus we're accredited now, and we're going to be reaching out to the orchestras around mm-hmm. Orange County to do the album. We're not going to name yet because we're going to need orchestral parts. So we'll start headhunting.
This orchestra. Would be a perfect time to unveil that next record.
Should we unveil
record?
It? Do it. It's okay too.
Yes, please.
We're going to do Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys.
No way.
Yeah.
And
we're going to get a full orchestra from the schools around here to play all the orchestral parts. We're going to do it note for note.
You heard it here first. If you're just tuning in, this is Human Crafted Radio on KX93.5, and I'm Zach Churchill here with Los Rios Rock School in San Juan Capistrano. They're performing at the Yost Theater at 7 p.m. on Saturday night. They're going to perform 2 albums, in their entirety. That's Van Halen 1 and Fleetwood Mac Rumors. There's going to be about 80 kids taking the stage that night, and they have about 190 students total right now. And then they just unveiled what their next project is going to be, Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys. That's awesome.
And Zach, we'd like to invite you to play the bike horn.
Well, actually, I was gonna say that if you guys don't have a blues harp guy yet, I'm your man.
Okay.
Yeah.
We don't have that, actually.
I could teach some harmonica.
That'd be awesome.
I hear Morgan Mallory also works with you guys. Yeah. He's a good friend of ours here at KX.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been... How long has Morgan been...
Hi, Morgan.
Hi, yeah, Morgan. Do any of you study with Morgan?
We got to know him during the Christmas show that we did.
Cool.
He was part of that.
Cool.
Morgan is leading one of the younger groups
awesome.
This Saturday, and a bunch of his students are playing. They're on different songs in this album. But
we're really looking forward to this Saturday. You're going to play one more song for us, right?
Yes.
Cool.
We are going to invite Austin
Zach,
Jenner.
Thanks for having us today, man.
Hey,
man,
thank you
my
so
pleasure.
Much.
Thank
we
you guys
really,
for
really
coming.
Appreciate it. We're
I want you all
more.
To know
I was looking forward
that
to
Zach
it all
single-handedly
morning.
Set up the whole studio for 50 kids to play this.
I was looking forward to it all week, actually.
All right.
What are we up to?
We're doing Songbird.
Songbird. All right. This is Los Rios Rock School live on KX93.5 performing tracks off of Fleetwood Mac's Rumors. Songbird live on KX93.5. That is from Fleetwood Mac's Rumors, performed by Los Rios Rock School, and that was gorgeous. Hey, what is your name, Mr. Singer over there?
My name is Austin Jenner.
How old are you?
I'm 14.
You have a gorgeous voice.
Thank you.
You remind me of myself when I was a young lad. I'm just kidding. I miss that, how easy it used to come. You know, just soaring, soaring. It's very beautiful. And what's your name on the keys again?
Olivia Malbran.
Great job. You're going
to... I'm right here in Laguna Beach.
Yeah. Go Laguna. What school do you go to?
Laguna Beach High School.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we like to have take interns from Laguna Beach High School, so think about it.
Okay.
Yeah, Los Rios Rock School, live on KX93.5. They performed three songs off of Fleetwood Mac's Rumors, and they're going to perform the entire record on Saturday night at the Yost Theater in Santa Ana at 7 p.m. I forgot to ask, is there a door fee or...
Yeah, it's $15, $20 at the door, or they can call until tomorrow at noon, 949-456-1081, extension 708, and save $5 and have them at the will call.
Is that number on your website?
Yes.
LosRiosRockSchool.com.
And it's getting close to selling out, so if you are interested, if you like what you heard, or if you maybe have a child or niece or nephew or anybody that wants to take some music lessons, a great place to see us would be this Saturday at the Yost. So find us online or call in and get your tickets, because this show, it might be our best show ever. We've had some really good shows, but
until the next one. We're starting to figure that out.
I don't want to jinx this one. I actually do have a really good feeling this is going to be the best one. Yeah.
Wait, is everybody in here healthy? How y'all feeling?
I don't...
Okay. Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah, we're going to make it.
I don't know what to compare it to, but I mean, this is pretty awesome.
Thanks,
you guys
man.
Are really... You've really done a great job. Okay, so that's this Saturday at the Yost Theater at 7 p.m. And if you want to sign up, go to LosRiosRockSchool.com. They just launched their blues harmonica workshop with their new teacher.
Actually, as soon as your background check gets back, we can actually do that.
You know what, guys? Scratch that. They're not going to be having a blues harmonica course.
Oh my god!
All right. This has been Los Rios Rock School live on Human Crafted Radio. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you, man.
We look forward to seeing you at the Yost Theater and hope to have you come back and give a debut of Pet Sounds.
Nice. We'll do it, man.
All right.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you, Zach.
Take care.